The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready? Here we go.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 803 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome. All right, SpotTrack put this up. Let me ask you this. 10 highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. What do they have in common? Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, Drew Brees, Andrew Luck, Alex Smith, and Joe Flacco.
Before you got to Drew Brees, I was going to say they're all not going to make the playoffs.
Top five are not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Top five paid quarterbacks. Now, there's a chance Drew Brees is in. There's a chance Andrew Luck doesn't get in. There's a chance that Flacco not even starting.
Even if they do get in, he's not playing.
He's not even playing. So he's making $22 million a year. That's Aaron Rodgers, 33.5. He ain't getting in. Is that not? Now, we've all been told you got to have that quarterback. Do you have to pay that quarterback?
Well, that was my thought as you're reading it off. Are those quarterbacks, are their contracts so detrimental to the rest of the roster that that's why they're not making the playoffs? Or is it because those quarterbacks are having bad years or subpar years?
I think that there's enough money. I think that we've seen Peyton take the big, chunk of the money and win. Brady, as far as, he's not a top 10 paid quarterback, but he still makes good money. If you want to blame anybody, I think Bill Belichick, the general manager, isn't nearly as good as the coach is much better than the general manager. Because they make plenty of mistakes in the draft. I don't think it's prohibitive, if you want to know the truth. The salary cap is high enough where you should be able to. Where are you allocating your dollars? Are you allocating in the right place? Are you getting pass rushers? Are you getting that left tackle? Are you getting playmakers? Are you getting speed?
Well, you look at the quarterbacks who are going to make the playoffs, particularly the young ones, and that speaks to not being prohibitive. Jared Goff, Pat Mahomes. Now we'll see if Baltimore's currently set to make the playoffs if it ended today, but they still had the Joe Flacco contract on. But if he wasn't there, there's a young quarterback there who's maybe going to lead them to the playoffs. Those teams like the Rams in the offseason, maybe because they didn't have to pay, they're not paying Jared Goff a lot, went all in on the defense. And also have traded for guys on offense like a Brandon Cooks, but they've gone in on Sue and Peters, and now they were able to pay Aaron Donald. Is that partly because they have a young quarterback they don't have to pay?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And the Chiefs now, they've built themselves up to the draft.
Guess what's going to happen, though, in not too long?
Well, that's why they're going all in now. And eventually, Sue probably won't be there past Maybe even this year. Who knows? And Marcus Peters, he seems like he wears out his welcome. Tlaib's another guy they went in on.
So, yeah, and he's older.
Yeah, there are multiple guys who once golf comes up, that contract comes up, will probably won't be getting paid. So they'll have to find a way to infuse young talent into that defense. But Mahomes, the Chiefs are a little bit different only because they've built themselves to the draft. Who are the big Chiefs free agent signings?
So, no, actually, they got rid of Peters.
Yes. I mean, so they've done it a different way where it's a lot of homegrown guys for them. So I'm with you. I don't think it's prohibitive, but it is interesting to see that list where all these guys getting paid a lot of money. And I would say, who are the organizations? Are the organizations just bad or they were bad and there's new blood in there and they haven't been able to rebuild them yet?
A pretty good conversation yesterday, Jerome and AJ, about quarterback and young quarterback play. It was actually intelligent as opposed to their college football playoff conversation. Was about the, you know, Deshaun versus Mahomes versus Goff. One scary thing about Goff is he doesn't play well in cold weather. You know what? The Rams are going to have to, because if they had to go, yeah, let's say Green Bay was really good. If they have to go to Green Bay and your guy can't, we saw Jared Goff was not bad. He was terrible against the Bears, and the Bears are getting all kinds of credit for it, but he was throwing balls right to their guys.
Yeah. Maybe Mitch Trubisky doesn't play well in the cold either, because he wasn't good on Sunday either. No. So that's another young guy. Now, his defense did enough. By that, I mean he held the other team to six, but Mitch Trubisky was terrible too, so maybe the Bears have a problem. We'll figure that out. They'll figure that out as they move along. But if you're the Rams and you're playing the NFC, and is the your only hope to always be the best team so you don't have to go to those places in the playoffs?
That's the only way you're going to win.
Well, isn't that generally the case when you come from a warm weather? How often? That's why it's so damn special when it happens, when a team from who goes up into one of the cold, frigid places, goes and wins a game in the playoffs, because it's a generally difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Now,
Giants did it. Well, they got to the Super Bowl.
That's true, but they don't necessarily play in a warm weather environment late in the year. But, yeah, Green Bay's colder than likely New York at that time of the year. But Eli went there and won a game. And it happens. But that's why we remember the Eli game, because it rarely does. So Jared Goff being bad in the cold, if that's a continuing thing, I would say welcome to the club. Most times in the playoffs when you're playing a good team and you're from a warm weather environment, it's going to suck for you there.
That'll be interesting to see how Mahomes plays, you know, because they've been so reliant on his play, and now it's going to be cold. But like Cody said yesterday, though, that's a big dude with big hands that, you know, he didn't have to suffer through that, although he had to throw in a lot of wind when he was at Texas Tech, which is very difficult, but he's got a rifle, so that helps.
Now, as the one seed, the likely one seed, I'm trying to think if there would be a cold weather quarterback going to their place that you would maybe you'd see a stark contrast. I mean, I guess it could be Pittsburgh, who could go there.
Mm-hmm. Patriots.
We'll see if they're playing the wild card round. There's a definite chance the Patriots go there, but they still at least have the inside track.
In the championship game.
That's true, but I'm just thinking because the Chiefs don't win home playoff games, if their first game. As the one seed is against a cold weather quarterback, and see
they
how that goes.
Don't win a home playoff game.
You remember the last time they've done it?
No, but they,
all right then.
They got a better team now than they did.
Well, they should have beat I know Alex Smith was the quarterback, but they should beat the Titans last year.
Yeah,
Titans were limited too, and they didn't get it done.
Yeah,
and they had a big lead in that game and still blew it.
Well, Andy Reid must have won some playoff games. He got to the Super Bowl.
He said the Chiefs.
I know, this is about Andy Reid.
I know it is, but it is about Andy Reid, but the Chiefs as a franchise don't win home playoff games.
They're going to win a playoff game.
Yeah, likely in their history, at some point they're going to win a home playoff game in their future. But at this point, until you do it, there's probably some questions. Maybe not with the players, because those guys haven't been around, but people, long-standing members of that organization, the fans are like, are we going to do this again? Is this going to happen again? And even those players, for some of them, they were on the team last year. They've heard the noise. They heard it going into the game. We don't win home playoff games here. And then they blew a big lead and lost one. So that is a storyline a lot of people probably outside Kansas City don't think about because, they're the one seed, their high-scoring offense. But I bet you people in Kansas City can we finally get this done? Can we finally stop getting heartbroken?
Yeah, it doesn't happen until it does happen.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Right. Until it happens, right. They're going to be thinking about it.
I'm pretty sure. This is a different team. You know what?
You're the one talking about how you don't think the Texans should be afraid of them.
I don't think the Texans should be afraid at all.
So why would any other team be afraid of them going in?
They're not
in?
Going to be. But that doesn't mean they won't win. They can't win. It's not just because they're at home.
I'm not saying they cannot win. I am saying it is a storyline in that town until it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting, the conversation, and I thought it took an interesting turn. Like Trubisky, you talk about Trubisky. How much is he benefiting from Nagy? How much is Mahomes benefiting from Reed? How much is Goff? I mean, we saw Goff. Goff was awful under Jeff Fisher and awesome under Sean McVay. This is, is Deshaun, I don't think Deshaun is what all of us thought. Well, certainly not what I thought he was going to be. I thought he'd be the league MVP this year and one of the great, he might even be inducted in the Hall of Fame after this season.
Seems like you're off on that one.
Well, just a hair. And is it because he's with Bill O'Brien? As opposed to one of these innovative coaches.
Well, I've said it before. I think my question for Bill O'Brien and this team is, will Deshaun have to overcome his coach? Not that Bill O'Brien will be such a detriment, but will he not be a positive? Will he not accentuate everything Deshaun and this offense can do? Is he holding them back as strong, but is he keeping them from reaching their potential? Because he just isn't one of those guys.
Have you seen the Bears, what they do? The way that they score? I mean, they scored on a tackle pass last week to Sowell. It's play after play.
The Wattcat, John.
There's a lot of innovation.
The Wattcat, John.
We don't want the Wattcat.
innovative.
We never, not really. It's just ever want to see the Wattcat.
It's just
again.
Him running the veer with the defensive end. It's pretty much what he tried to do.
We don't want to ever, ever, ever see the Wattcat again. That's not innovation. That's silliness. Okay.
What? But throwing to a tackle is only fun when it works. Like, if he threw it to the tackle on third and goal and the guy dropped, I don't even know what the down it was, and he dropped it, they're like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you having a guy who can't catch passes on third and goal?
Well, I don't know what it was, third and goal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what it was. But even let's say it's first and goal. The tackle, because, you know, he's a tackle, drops the ball.
Well, how about,
and then you don't get in the end zone. Is it innovative then or stupid?
How about we know he can catch because we've seen him catch in practice.
That's fine. He catches. I get it. But all it takes is him to drop it once or actually to be covered a bit and get hit. And he drops it. And then it's like, what the hell?
He catches it. And we go, look it. How innovative.
We're playing the result.
Always with the negative waves, Moriarty.
It's innovative.
Always with the negative waves.
Innovative. It's fun because it's innovative and fun because he caught it. If he had dropped it when you have defensive tackles.
He didn't drop it.
All I'm saying is you're playing. It's not that innovative, really. Because, no, it's not. It's not that innovative. All they did was run play action, right?
Right.
With big dudes, and he caught it.
Big dude
caught it. That's not innovative. It's just fun because, look at a big dude catches the ball. If it's a tight end, is it innovative? If a tight end catches that ball?
No, because you're not thinking. You know why? Because you think that a tight end will catch a ball. You didn't know that a tackle was going
to
catch a ball.
It's only innovative It's not that innovative. It's just, when you got to rub yourself.
You got to rub yourself, and then you catch the ball.
It's fine. I mean, it wasn't this. It's fun, and Chris Collins was going crazy.
Well, not only that, but Trubisky with catching balls and doing all kinds of stuff.
That's different.
Yeah.
I didn't find what they did on the goal line that innovative. It's just fun because it's a guy,
a
non-traditional pass catcher catching the ball. It wasn't that clever of a play. Just saying.
It's clever.
No, yeah. The Rams are just stupid. That's all. It wasn't that clever.
The Rams are just. Did you hear that? Okay, Sean McVay. Yeah, one of the best young coaches in
coach
America.
Does he coach defense?
Oh yeah. Wade Phillips. Yeah, he's stupid. Okay,
is it his second
it's
year?
Your Super Bowl.
Is it his second year?
You know
year?
He can't hear you because his ring is ringing
minute.
In his ear.
Is this
it's his Super Bowl?
Is
ring.
This the second year of Wade Phillips? And
yeah.
So then the defense must be dumber because it always is when in the second year.
Time to talk about and I don't know how we can transition to speaking of dumber. That's not the way we're going to do this, okay? Because it's Jeff Aronoff, and he's smarter.
You have been insulting of some of our sponsors, but I don't think you've ever called Jeff Aronoff dumb.
No, to his face. I mean, maybe behind his back I have. I don't know. But here's the deal, is if you're looking for a smart guy to come and fix whatever you need fixing. And there's a brick out of whack on my step. No, that's not what he does. He'll put in the entire steps. He'll put in the entire patio. He'll put in the entire outdoor kitchen, or all the tile that you need around your pool, or all the vanities that you need in your hotel. That's why he'll put in all the vanities or countertops in your hotel. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. We think big over at Absolute Marble and Granite, not small. We're not replacing a brick over there. We're replacing entire kitchens. Okay, let's go. If you're looking for a great way to get that new outdoor kitchen or patio or whatever it is, fireplace, whatever it is, you're rebuilding still from Harvey, and you need, you want to build a playroom for the kids and have countertops. That's what Jeff Aronoff does. And if you're looking for somebody that will help you pick out all this stuff, put it all in, do a great job, and give you 20% off, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. It's 820 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So I just want you all to know that because you live in Houston, that you're eating clean food. Okay?
Certainly cleaner than a lot of cities and a lot of pro cities.
Okay, so outside the lines,
they did a report where they inspected stadium food, inspected stadiums for violations, inspected them for workers not being kempt, maybe uncovered facial hairs as per rules. Some, if you have a certain level of hair, it has to be covered. And NRG and Minute Maid did pretty well. NRG is rated third best in terms of violations at 4.44%. So what that means is there were 45 outlets inspected, whether it be food too cold or greasy floors or insects. And out of 45 total inspections, only two high-level violations for NRG.
We're number one.
Actually,
we're number three.
Yeah, number three is which.
We're number three.
We're number three. NRG is number three.
Who's number one?
Oracle, the Warriors, champions and everything.
Oh, really? Because they got their ass kicked by 20 last night.
I did see that.
I'm glad their food's warm.
Kawhi Leonard. Without Kawhi Leonard. The Warriors got smoked by 20.
Their third 20-point loss this season at home.
This is what happens when you win so much. You stop caring.
If I'm not mistaken, I heard this. Two 20-point losses in Steve Kerr's tenure before this?
Yeah.
In 4 years?
Yeah. It happens. You're doing this for so long, you just stop caring.
So the Rockets look better now.
Not
Rockets
really.
Rockets going to the championship.
Seems like a stretch. The next Houston venue on the list is Minute Maid Park.
We're number 12. What are we?
No, we're number 43.
Wait a minute. How many are there?
They're like over 100. So we're just like above middling. 107.
Where's Toyota?
Oh, their reports didn't provide enough information, so they couldn't make the list. Like, it was too generic, the reports. Like, they were getting help. The inspectors, I guess, from ESPN were going and looking at health reports, and they only were getting a generic view of Toyota Center, so it wasn't enough to make a determination.
Oh.
So they didn't make this list of 107. Out of 70 total violations at Minute Maid, 70 total outlets inspected, 20 with high-level violations, including this. A lot of the stuff they mentioned came from 2016 with they found black slime in two ice bins in August 2016.
Slime in the ice machine.
Uncovered hair by employees in 2016.
No, 2016, uncovered hair? I'm sure they swept it up. Come on, let's move along.
It was on the people's faces, not on the ground.
Oh.
The vendors had uncovered hair. Employees had uncovered hair.
Oh, really? Like, everybody's just shedding all over my food?
Well, you don't know.
No, I know.
Have you looked? All it takes is one scratch. Like, if Harrison, Harrison, hold on. If Harrison served you, would you be okay?
Yes, I'd be okay with it, Harrison.
What if he ran his hand through his beard while he did it?
Look on your board right there now. How much hair is on there?
It's dirty.
How much hair have you left behind
Dust.
While you're just sitting there and your beard has left it behind. If that's the case, then producer Tyler, no one could even, all the board would be full of all this hair, and Harrison, we wouldn't even be able to, none of our equipment would
Harrison,
work.
Harrison, we can't, not, it's not like it's long strands, but there's certainly like small follicles. Harrison, look at that board. Would you eat off that board?
I certainly would not eat off the board. It's, and I will admit that, you know, some beard hairs do fall
see?
Out from time to time.
See?
Stop. Harrison, your beard, but you got weak beard hair. You know what you need? 4hims.com.
And our good friend points out, NRG just made the cleanliness CFP. Top four. They're a top four team.
They are a top four team. In the BCS, they wouldn't have made it.
No, see? But, oh, they're not worthy. Sorry. You're only a top three.
Two violations? Sorry. According to AJ and Jerome,
not worthy.
Can't make it. You had two violations.
Deemed not worthy.
Not worthy.
So, NRG, number three on the list.
Yeah.
So, they would be Notre Dame. Do you want to be Notre Dame?
No, I don't want to be Notre Dame.
Because it feels like you get your ass
Clemson
kicked.
Or Alabama. Yeah. I don't want to be Notre Dame.
Who's
Oracle and who's second?
Oracle is Alabama. State Farm is Clemson. State Farm is where the
what's
the new
Farm?
Arena where the Hawks. No, it's not even that new. It's where the Hawks play. 1999, it was built. I didn't know it's called State Farm.
That's State Farm in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's where the Hawks play.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can never come back. I can't buy Atlanta being in the college football playoff for anything.
What do you mean? Georgia was almost
there. No.
It's in the same state?
Same state. It's not the same.
And number four is the Bradley Center, where the Bucks play. Actually, they don't play there anymore. They've moved.
Everything is so cold, you can't have any violations.
But this is obviously these things were done in 2016. I think the Hawks have moved to a new arena, too. So a couple arenas were...
Oh, and the Astros are going, oh, really? 2016? Yeah. Guess what? Mediocre team. We're champs now. Probably Minute Maid is number one. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Actually, the Hawks...
No violations.
The Hawks did a renovation. I'm trying to... But the Bradley Centers, the Bucks don't play there anymore. But they, at the time, when they were doing all this stuff, they were there. They ranked third.
Speaking of the slime on the ice, you know that's how Marvin Zindler used to do it, too.
I remember.
Is he just looked at the reports from the health department, and he went, oh, they've got slime. It's not like they went around.
He didn't go there?
He didn't go there.
Did he only go to the worst places and so
yeah,
he can film?
Yeah.
Now you're pulling back the curtain, John.
A little bit. He's dead. He's been dead for a while now. It's okay.
You pulled back the curtain even more. Marvin Zindler's dead?
Yeah, Marvin's dead. That's not a spoiler. Okay, Marvin's
you
dead.
You spoiled
been
it for
dead.
Me. I was going to get to season 85 of Marvin Zindler, and now you just told me he's dead. I didn't know that was happening.
It was season 85. I think we had season 90 of
sure?
Marvin Zindler.
You sure he got to 90?
How? What? I don't know.
He died at, I don't know his age, but he died in 2007.
He died too.
I was right. He died at 85. Thank you. You ruined season 85 of Marvin Zindler for me.
Well, listen. That's going on for 30 years.
No, but yeah. I didn't know
and
how it ended.
You ruined all of them.
I didn't know how it was going to end.
Oh, that he died?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just died.
You ruined that for
me. Just stop breathing. 713-780-377. I don't know if you know this, Marvin. Stop breathing. Okay.
I could have seen that and said you ruined it for
I
me.
I ruined it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, spoiler
pretty
alert.
Sure
Marvin
that,
did.
Pretty
Marvin's
sure Netflix,
dead.
The 85th season of Marvin Zindler was coming
pretty
out.
Pretty sure
ruined it for
when
me.
You stop breathing, you're dead. That's all I'm saying.
Not if you're a zombie, John.
That's what. Well, thank you, and Marvin's not a zombie. I think we know that.
We sure about that?
Yeah, we're sure about it. We're positive
about
it.
How about White Walker?
Hey, Marvin might be a White Walker.
Yeah.
Marvin just might be. 713-780-3776. Speaking of which, Toyota wasn't in there, but you know what? I know you can get clean food there. I know you can get holiday packs as well, starting as low as $149. Two different 5-game packages for your Rockets to choose from. Holiday Red Pack guarantees tickets to see Kyrie Irving and the Celtics or Anthony Davis and the Pelicans and in-state rival Dallas. Holiday Silver Pack has great seats to see Kawhi and the Raptors, Steph, Kevin Durant, all of the great Klay Thompson, all of the great Golden State NBA champion Golden State Warriors, and more. Take advantage of the Rockets Holiday Family Special next Wednesday. Rockets host All Stars John Wall and Bradley Beal, and the Washington Wizards. Four tickets four hot dogs, four sodas, one family holiday photo with Santa Clutch or some live reindeer. And after you and the family open up your presents from Santa, come celebrate at Toyota Center when the Rockets face Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder, 2 o'clock on Christmas Day. Spread your holiday cheer this season with Rockets tickets. Go to Rockets.com, 713-627-DUNK, 713-627-DUNK, or Rockets.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, it sucks watching Doncic. I mean, Luka is real.
New Dirk is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You're not looking
forward.
Going to
have him for another 15 years?
Yeah. He played Trae Young last night in the Hawks, and if you remember back on draft day, the Hawks drafted Luka for the Mavericks, and the Mavericks drafted Trae for the Hawks, and they made a swap, including a protected first-round pick. And let's just say so far, the Mavs are coming out on the better end.
He's the prohibitive favorite to win Rookie of the Year right now. Just unbelievable. It looks like he's filling. What's it like to have an exciting young player?
What do you mean?
What's that like?
You had one like 4 years ago when James was traded here.
Yeah. Not your own. You had to go get him.
You had to trade for him, but we know the deal. Because the Rockets won't tank, they have to find a way. They had to find a way, and Daryl Morey went out and got it. It wasn't that long ago. Now, he wasn't 19 like Luka is.
You have to tank, really? Kawhi? When was Kawhi picked? Right after the Rockets.
Oh, and I'm the hater.
No, that's a big, big mistake. Yeah, that's a big, big mistake.
Yeah, but didn't you get one of the Morris twins, or was it Royce Young? Who was
it? No, it was Marcus Morris.
One of the Morris twins. Yeah. Or Royce White, not Royce Young. Royce Young's a writer. But we know what it's like. Everyone was excited to get James here. Now it's just the Mavericks' turn, that's all. And I know it sucks because the Rockets stink right now, but it is what it is.
Will the Mavs be a serious contender within 4 years?
If Luka becomes the star that he appears to be now, he didn't really shoot the ball well last night, so we're talking about it, but like you said, he's a prohibitive favorite to be the MVP, the Rookie of the Year. If Luka becomes a star that they think he can be, the Mavs will be really good. Now, can Dennis Smith Jr. come along for the ride? He was the guy they picked before. Not Dennis Smith. Dennis Smith Jr. They drafted last year. If he can come along, then you have a pretty prolific young perimeter team or perimeter duo. So if that becomes a thing for them, then they've got a real shot. But you got to hope that Dennis Smith shows the growth that they expect Luka to show. And he was a top 10 pick as well. So we'll see. And Dennis Smith was highly regarded coming out of North Carolina State. So I don't think it can be Luka by himself. But if Dennis Smith gets it going, he hasn't played recently. He's been hurt. They've got a real shot. And then you say, all right, Spurs, bye for now. But then the Mavericks just step in to be the pain in the ass for the Rockets?
Yeah. Yeah, they're already a pain in the ass. They already beat the Rockets twice this year. And they're already a pain in the ass.
And Luka went on that 11-0 run himself to get them in it and to take the lead. So, I mean, but it's funny to talk about this because you wouldn't think before the year the Rockets would be concerning themselves with the Mavs. The Rockets are a championship-level basketball club coming in. So the Mavs, if they're having a nice year, it'd be, okay, that's great. We're on another level. And a couple years from now, we'll discuss you. When Chris is on the back end, or he's already on the back end, but he was on the back end of this particular contract, we'll discuss the Mavs. Now, the Mavs are a problem immediately, and because they might be a reason you don't make the playoffs.
Isn't it amazing that right now Chris Paul's contract could be the worst? After you just got rid of one of the worst in Ryan Anderson?
Yeah.
that you picked up quite possibly the worst contract in basketball. And it just may be.
Now, no one will say it this year unless it continues to go the way it's going. I don't expect they'll be as bad, but who knows? We're 26 games in or 25?
26.
So who knows? We're not deep in, but we're at a point where we can kind of expect the Rockets to be who they are. Maybe they're just a 500 team this year, or a little bit above or a little bit below. But next year, if coming off a bad season, people will start to point to the contract. They're not going to do it this year.
Ooh, I think people are already.
People here will. But
how many people have you heard say they should have never?
People here are doing that, but people around the country aren't blaming Chris Paul. They're not going to do that until after the season's over.
Yeah,
they're not going to blame. There's too much of a. He's got too much in. There's too much of too much success for Chris Paul, and even people are still thinking of last year. It can't be Chris Paul's fault.
The Rockets are just being dismissed now. They're just,
and they should be.
And as a matter of fact, this morning they were talking about that the East has some teams that can actually compete with the West now in Toronto, the Bucks, the Celtics, the Sixers. You know that there actually are teams that can give the West a run, and it was just flippantly said, well, because one part of it is because the Rockets are just not good this soon, not good anymore, and it's like, holy crap.
Well, they're not. I mean, it's no longer, they'll get us together. Do we think there's a big run in them where they're going to rip off 10 out of 11, and even if they do, they're still going to be in the middle of the pack in the West.
The big problem, and it will be, Chris Paul, is whether or not he's lost that half a step, which made him everything. That extra half step that he had, that quickness that would get by guys, if that's gone, now he can't even take a mid-range jumper because I don't have to lag off of him anymore. It will be considered, and if it's not already, it will be considered the biggest albatross in basketball.
The Rockets, there's such a lack of talent. I'm not even just talking about overall talent. There's such a lack of creators outside of Chris Paul and James, and then in some ways Eric Gordon, that Chris Paul just being good means you are no longer a contender. Like, he was great in the playoffs. If he's just good the rest of the way, this is a team that we're talking hopes to make a 7 or 8 seed. That's just the level he has to play at, because they're all in on James, they're all in on him, and then they're all in on Capella, who is not a creator, who has to feed off of others. And you look at the rest of the guys, they're all guys who are built to play off James and Chris, and that's fine, but if Chris Paul isn't a great player, those players get worse, and the team as a whole gets worse. And now you're talking about, are we going to see the Warriors in the first round? And that's a real possibility. And the Warriors aren't even the best team currently in the West.
The Warriors don't want anything to do with that.
Well, the Rockets, for whatever reason, well, I know what it is. They believe they're a championship team, so they have stepped up against the Warriors this year, although Steph Curry didn't play. But I think the Warriors will be fine if they saw the Rockets in the first round.
Yeah. Cleveland Lenny, don't forget about Colin Sexton.
As Rookie of the Year?
As Rookie of the Year. No, zero. The only reason that Colin Sexton is one of the problems in Cleveland. The only reason that he's playing is because why not? They don't have anything better. But he is not somebody that will be able to create his own shot. And actually, he's throwing up a bunch of crap, and there's nothing. No, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter in Cleveland. He has zero. He has less than zero chance of winning Rookie of the Year. Cleveland Lenny. Why is Cleveland Lenny here?
He's been around for quite a bit. I have my issues with him because he's Ohio State
fan.
Why
wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, like, now that you're in Houston, why wouldn't you latch on to good teams as opposed to being
John, you are an outlier. Because you work in sports, you worked around the guys. Most people, when they go to a different city, they're not latching on to the current team in the city. Well, they
Don't you root for the team? Raise your kids and have them root for the home team.
Why are you acting brand new? He's acting brand new like you don't know how sports fan operates. I don't like calling you unique because you're kind of a bleep boy sometimes. But as far as sports is concerned, you're unique. People don't just gravitate towards the team, the city they're in. Yeah. They don't do that.
Yeah.
No, they don't. That's not how sports works.
It's silly.
I don't want to do this because you like to troll. You like to troll for calls sometimes. If you ask people to call in and go, hey, if you moved to Dallas, would you be a Cowboy fan?
Well, that's different.
Why is it different?
That's different.
Okay, if you moved to L.A.
Because who wants to root for those F-boys?
Well, I'm sure Lenny thinks about the Rockets that way as well. Let's say if you moved to L.A., you becoming a Laker fan?
If I lived there for, any amount of time, I'm going to like the home team.
Even if you didn't work in sports?
I don't know that. I work in sports. There's nothing I can do. I don't know how I would think as an accountant or a car seller,
car dealer. I know if you were an accountant, your clients would be screwed. All I'm saying is people don't operate that way. Partly because most people don't work in sports. So when they move to a city, they're not going to root for the team in the city. They're going to root for the team they grew up rooting for. That's just how it works. I don't know why you're acting like you don't know this.
What if I'm from Chicago. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass about any Chicago teams. What if all of the Chicago teams had guys who grew up in L.A.? Okay? So why am I rooting for that team when they're all actually from L.A.? Why don't I just root
because
for L.A.?
Because there's an emotional attachment to the uniform, childhood memories.
This is a Jerry Seinfeld thing. We're rooting for the uniform.
Yeah, that's what people do. They root for the uniform. That's why they turn.
No, I like to root for the good guys.
No.
The Astros. A bunch of good guys.
Like I said, you're unique in that aspect. But people root for the uniform. There's no emotional There's no emotional connection to the Rockets for Lenny.
Well, but why would you have any emotional attachment to any Cleveland team? They all suck.
I don't know.
They all suck.
So people have been rooting for their crappy teams for years. People have been rooting for
people are stupid.
Average Texans for years.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they root for the Texans? For most of the time, they suck.
Sorry, Lenny. Oh, who won between the Rockets and Cavs? What?
I mean, this conversation is interesting to me only because John's acting brand new, like he doesn't get it. Like, Harrison, let's get...
Harrison, where are you from?
Hipster Lumberjack on the air. Harrison's a Houston guy.
Who do you root for? Can I ask you a question, Harrison? Okay. How are the Astros going to pay for George Springer and Carlos Correa and Garrett Cole and all these guys when you're wearing an Astros shirt from 1999?
You don't know when he bought it.
No, but that's not a new Astros. Old shirt. When did you buy that shirt, Harrison?
This is a newly made shirt. I got it from the team shop.
Thank you. Look at you.
From where?
Jersey.
The team shop.
You got that from the team
shop.
They sell
throwbacks. You don't know that?
No, that's his brother had that or his dad.
No, he just likes
and handed it down.
He just likes a little shirt.
That's a load of crap. The Astros, there is absolutely no way.
You know how much money they make
in
selling throwback stuff? We've had this
throwback. That's terrible.
It is a throwback.
It's one of those blue Astros with the Uncle Drayton designed those.
This is the best Astros.
That was terrible.
Those are the losing to the Braves.
That's what
era.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but people.
Yes. Yes.
Astro. We talked about this before. It was a show after you were gone when I was filling it for Charlie. The aspect of people nostalgia and uniforms and why you buy stuff. The Astros are probably the top team in the city as far as apparel being bought because they have so many different options that people like. That happens to be one of the options.
That's not. No one likes that.
Someone bought it.
How about get the orange? Okay, mix in the orange and blue.
That he bought that at the team shop recently. It all goes the same place.
If everybody starts wearing that crap around again, then this team is going to fall.
You know
apart.
What will happen if the Astros figure out that people like that a lot? They will stock their team shops with it and put that out, and people will buy it, and it'll still go to their pockets.
Oh, and we gotta pay for Justin Verlander.
I gotta discuss.
Buy a new shirt.
I gotta discuss economics with him too. Apparently,
buy a new
shirt.
He
doesn't get the emotional attachment of rooting for your team, and he doesn't get this.
All I get is we gotta go to break. I'm sick of it.
He's past his prime, people.
Let's go. 713-780-3776.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 851 ESPN 975 713 780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, let's bring Biscuit in. What do you say, Biscuit?
Biscuit. Hey, top of the morning to you fellas, man.
Back
before I
you.
Get them take, Johnny, how about them Cougars, man? I'm happy to get in. Have you been to the new place?
I have not been there. Were you there last night?
No, I haven't been there yet. I'm just, I'm going to have to make some plans to check out a game. You know, I know I'm definitely going to. You would look like over in that new
field. I heard it's beautiful. I have not been there yet, though.
I've seen the outside. I went to a high school game. Shout out to Shadow Creek, man. They first year varsity ball going to state semi. But I went to a game over there, and I drove by that. It looks nice from the outside. So I'm going to definitely have to make that on my sports agenda.
Well, they say it's nice on the inside, too. And congratulations beating LSU.
Yeah.
9-0 now.
9-0. How about that?
This is the best start even since the Phi Slamma Jamma, before Phi Slamma Jamma.
Right. That's back when I was rolling around campus over there. But how about them, John? I have to disagree with you, man. I'm with Dale on this, man. I'm Indiana and Hoosier down here, and I try to pull for the Houston teams, and I support them. I've been a season ticket over for the Rockets for a long time. Not right now, but for a few years I was a season ticket to the Texans, but I definitely follow the Lakers and the Cowboys. That's my team. You know, you grew up with a team, and it's kind of hard to switch over. The only Houston team that I'm kind of really going to is the Astros, because I liked them back in the day with Cesar Cedeno or whatever.
So wait a minute. Lakers and Cowboys. And the Yankees too? Why don't you just
No. When I was in Indiana, we didn't have a coach, and so my dad and all of them are from San Antonio, hence that's Cowboy country. And then the Lakers, I just was a Laker fan ever since they got Jabbar back in the '70s. I read a book on Jabbar when I was in elementary school, and he's always been my favorite player.
Did you
follow the Lakers since the '70s?
Did you read the one where he was on the cover with the Power Memorial, and he was going up and dunking? Remember that Power Memorial book?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm still, and this is an argument we can get to another day, man. I'm not feeling Michael Jordan is the best player of all time, man. I just don't.
Hang up on this call. Hang up on this call.
He's not getting his just due, man.
That's it. Just hang up.
Can I throw out the stats?
You can put him on hold, but you can't hang up on him. Just put him on hold.
That's all.
Thank you, Biscuit.
Anytime you're going to say that Michael Jordan's not the best player,
I just didn't want to.
You just have no place in my world.
I just didn't want it to devolve into John Evansy calling him stupid or something.
I didn't say anything.
I said eventually.
I like Biscuit. Biscuit's a nice guy.
I like him. I like him too. That's why I didn't want you to say anything.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That Michael
there
Jordan's not the best player ever.
And we're one step away from calling someone dumb. That's all.
No.
Appreciate you, Biscuit.
I didn't call him dumb.
I know you
didn't. That's the dumbest thing I ever
heard. I wanted to avoid the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Biscuit.
No, we're not having that on this show. We're going to keep this show smart.
That's why Richard Justice is coming up
in
about 5 minutes.
This ain't the Nick Wright show.
Why are you... You still got it? Why are you still got it for Nick Wright?
I got it for him.
Yes, you do.
But
that was a random
pull.
Do you
hear the idiotic things he says about LeBron James?
I never listened to that show. Why do you get
I see it on Twitter or somewhere.
You love to get triggered by shows that aren't yours.
No. What I love to get triggered by is, next Friday, guess where we're going to be? At Klein's for the Christmas party. Are you going to be there? Kobo Skew is going to be there. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Have we talked to Sweet Miller? I got to ask him. I thought Lance was going to do it, but he's lazy. He's even off all week. So what I'm talking about here is the Klein's Christmas party next Friday morning, right here on ESPN 97.5. Acme John's going to be out there with the tents, and he's going to have Texans tickets and giveaways and memorabilia and all kinds of stuff as well. So we're really looking forward to it. It's always a great, great time. So I want you to be there for sure. But what I want is for you to go to Klein's and get in on what he's doing jewelry-wise. This is a great holiday gift. You're sitting there thinking, I don't know what I'm going to get her. She will never, ever, ever be disappointed. With a pendant, an earrings. Well, yeah, I think you should get two. Two earrings, rings, whatever it is that in jewelry, if she's ever hinted. But you could take a look at the kind of jewelry that she wears, and you can make a guess. Tell Mark, take pictures of her jewelry, and he'll come up with something that's perfect for her. I've gone there and said, Mark, what do I get her? What do I get her, Mark? and he comes up with it. It happens every day at Klein's Jewelry. 5868 Westheimer, right there at Fountain View, in between Houston's and Jason's Deli. You're looking for that jewelry this holiday season, go to kleinsjewelry.com.
ESPN 97.5.